Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote for you. But now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short.
Really good. And you're getting along now? You know, I mean, yes. So how was that? How was those things? Because you guys should have more things together, you and Mo. I really believe that.
Well, I was telling Mo that I was joking with him, saying that now that Steve's no longer on the show, I guess they'll be having you hang out with Ed and have conversations with Ed. Yeah, it was great to work with Maurice, and especially usually when I'm working with Maurice, I'm, you know, usually unhappy or, you know, at his throat or something. But, you know, we haven't really been at odds for a long time, so I think now that he's somewhat part of the family, I mean, I think they probably wisely just sort of made him more of a friend. I mean,
he's Brooklyn's godfather.
Is he?
And I will say that I want Leo to be used instead of the Lions. I just want you to have, you know, you and Olivia have the baby together, but now you guys can't because, no. I mean, you guys are looking great, but by the time that kid finishes high school, you guys will be, you know, retired or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish they gave you a kid, but having Leo and how you, the whole autism storyline you're doing is out of the park. It's going really well. And how do you like the storyline?
I do like the storyline. Frank asked me, first of all, I think you said that I don't have a kid. I have, of course, Brooklyn is my child, which you know, of course. But now that I've adopted Leo, so I have two kids now. But so he told me that they wanted to do they were going to have Leo be on the spectrum. And the writers were sort of inspired by my own story because I have a son on the autism spectrum. So I kind of knew what was going on. Actually, I was a little bit worried. I thought, oh, boy. You know, because they call it a spectrum because it really is a spectrum. There's levels of impactness that all these kids struggle with. And but I thought they did a good job of having it, you know, especially being Leo being a little older, that it wouldn't be as severe. Some of the things that he did, like the eloping, was really quite accurate.
Okay.
Brogan was always somebody that I had to keep my eye on when we were out in public. He'd just disappear. It was really fun. I mean, I thought they did a really good job writing the story, and they're continuing to do the job. I think a really, really good job of speaking to the challenge that kids have, but most importantly, the parents too also have a challenge, making sure that they understand, you know, their child. And so much, what I've learned about autism is that, you know, you have to just sort of understand that, you know, a typical child, you can kind of get them to follow you, but, you know, when it comes to kids on the spectrum, and I think probably any child with special needs, you have to go to their world rather than try to drag them to your world. And so I think that's an accurate portrayal.
Well, yeah, and I just, the betrayal of you guys, of you doing it, and you really were the one who looked at all the research, and Olivia did not want to hear it because, of course, it's her baby, and so she's like, there's nothing wrong with him, but you could see little by little. You know, little things that were coming out. And I'm like, this is going to autism. I felt it, and I was right. And, yeah, but you guys are hitting it out of the park with the storyline. You guys really are.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you.
You know, and also, I gave myself 5 minutes to talk to you, then we have other people. I was hoping that we wouldn't, and you were mine the whole time, but that didn't happen. So, what I wanted to ask you was, you and Brooklyn have a great father-daughter relationship, except, you know, when you put the business before Olivia and Brooklyn, and you got in trouble with both women, and, you know, all Brooklyn was trying to do was get back ELQ for you guys, and she felt like, you know, she messed up royally with you. And I'm like, I was screaming at the TV that day. I'm like, when you kicked her out, I'm like, wait a moment, you're acting like Edward or your mother. You need to stop this. This is Tracy DNA. So, yeah. So, yeah. How are you working with her?
What?
Oh, how is working with Brooklyn? Because you guys.
Oh, yeah. Amanda Seton, who plays Brooklyn, is lovely. It's interesting, the actress that I was playing with, Brianna, she actually was the actress that I told to get out of the house. And then that was really wild because it was during quarantine. And we just started wearing masks, and we just came out of the quarantine, and Amanda was pregnant, so she was on maternity leave, so Brianna replaced her, and the whole scene where I found out what she had done, sold the shares to Valentine, and I got all mad and I kicked her out of the house.
Yes.
I was doing it with an actress that I'd never seen or even worked with. And right before we did the scene, I said, can I please, please look at your face? Can you just pull your mask down so I can at least just look at you before before we tape? Because we always had to wear we still do have to wear our masks at dress rehearsal, and we only take our masks off when we're taping. So during the day, everywhere we go in the studio, we have to wear a mask. Only when the cameras are rolling do we get to take it off. So I just wanted to like see her and just see her for the first time, not at the time when when I have to imagine that I'm looking at her and really mad at her, and of course I would really know her face because she's my daughter. And I didn't want to just have that feeling of looking at her for the first time going, oh, you're the actress, the new actress who's playing my daughter, and now I'm really, really mad at you, and I kick you out of the house. It was a very, very strange day. You know, what we do for a living is very strange, we actors. So that in particular was another right up there with one of my stranger days that I've ever worked on a soap opera was the day we came back from the quarantine and we had to wear masks. Very weird.
Yeah.
But
well,
no, it's lovely. I love working with Amanda. Amanda's really good actress, and she's just a terrific person, and I adore her. So, and Brianna as well. Brianna's just
wonderful.
Yeah,
and Amanda's pregnant again. I thought I heard that. I could be wrong. It was on one of the sites, so maybe I'm wrong. But I heard that on one of the sites, so.
Well. I don't know yet. So that's news to me. But I think she did say that she wanted to have another child. So I'm not surprised.
And before I let everyone else talk to you, it's unfair to me, but I'm the host. But what I wanted to ask you is, on Day Live a Life, you went in the police room with a gun, and all day I've been kicking myself that I don't remember who you tried to kill, except they did deserve to die, by the way.
It was Orpheus.
You brought the gun in, and, you know, Steve had to calm you down.
Right.
Yeah,
it
so,
was Orpheus.
Yeah, it was just,
I blamed Orpheus for killing Adrian.
Yes, okay, yes. Those scenes that you did were incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Because Ned I mean, Dustin would never do that on a good day. All about it. That was something so out of character for your character to do. I'm like, no, no, please just come. And then on general, when you get to Robert was when you decked him. I'm like, oh, my God, this is not going to end well. But you kind of decked him, and you did a really good job of it. So how was booking with him doing that? Because I've had him on the show a couple of times. So how was punching Robert Scorpio?
Oh, well, they wrote it like we were really, you know, at each other's throats for months, and of course we really weren't. So there was a line that I didn't really say as written. But just working with Tristan's great, and you know, he was getting a little too close to my wife Olivia, and you know, that's what's fun about being on a soap opera. You get to hit people you would normally hit. You get to pull a gun out on people that you wouldn't normally pull a gun out on. And you get to kiss a bunch of people that they're not even your wife. So that's the crazy thing about being an actor.
Well, yeah. And one more thing was, why in the heck were you and Olivia not at the funeral or service? Then I didn't, the whole people on Twitter, Facebook was asking me, like, I have the power, people. Why you were not on there? So it was very surprising. You guys were not there. When Luke died and they had the service at the Haunted Star, but you guys, you and Olivia, was a no-show. So I thought that was really strange because I thought Ned will be there for his mother.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the Haunted Star? I don't think my character, and I want to, maybe someone who's listening will remind me or maybe know better, but I don't think my character has ever been in a scene in the Haunted Star. The Haunted Star was a venue that came about after I left in 2005. And since I've been on the last 6 or 7 years, I really don't believe I've ever been in a scene in the Haunted Star. Because I'm always saying, like, there's a Haunted Star. I don't think I've ever been on that scene. Anyway, but that's something, that's some trivia. Maybe someone can prove me wrong, but I don't believe Ned has ever been on camera in the Haunted Star.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. Okay, I better take phone calls. Oh, yes. Okay, the first one is 323, you're on mail.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I want you to confirm. My name's Joe. I want you to confirm something. How you doing?
Okay.
Confirm something for me. I think the first time that I saw you was the very, very first scene that they had constructed for you for Days of Our Lives. And that was the scene inside the airplane where I think you seduced the stewardess. Am I right about that?
I want to say it was my second scene. It was my second episode. And I remember the first episode, I was in Paris in a Paris hotel room. And once again, I was with a woman in that scene as well. And I have, because I know I did it on a Saturday. And why I did it on a Saturday, because I believe I was taping, that show was going to be airing like in 4 days. Like, I think it aired like that week, like Thursday, following Thursday. And yeah, but the second episode was on the plane, and I had a friend back in Montana who was like, who saw it. And he reminded me of the line I had, and I'd forgotten that she gets up, we have a blanket over our heads. And she gets up, and she goes, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. And I said, Justin. She goes, I said, Justin. And she said, well, you were just incredible.
Yeah, no pun intended, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's That's what I remember. And so they're setting you up to be the bad boy, the gigolo. And how did you feel about that? I mean, you were very young then. You probably felt, okay, pretty cool, you know. Am I getting bad transmission here?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in my car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
are you still there?
No, I'm here now. I'm here. I was.
Okay, Joe, are you still there?
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna go because it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear you guys. So I just wanted to recall that moment. All right. So take it easy.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Bye bye. Okay, everyone. One minute question because caller took too much time. Okay. So. 860, you're on the air.
Hello?
860, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, sorry, this is Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just first want to wish you a happy 35th day's anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for all your dedication to the shows, your characters, and all your devoted fans.
Aw, thank you. I feel very lucky to be working all these years.
We're lucky to have you, too.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that.
So I want to ask you a question. So obviously in the beginning, you were brought on to play a love interest to Lisa Trussa.
Yeah.
And at what point did Al Rabin actually decide to pair you with Judy?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I don't know. I remember there was a guy, there was an actor on the show named Michael, forget the name. Anyway, he was an actor on the show, and he was kind of a bad boy, and he was with Lisa. And I think for whatever reason, they thought the writers must have just seen something, decided to pair me with Judy. And I think they just went for it. But what was interesting, though, what I remember about that was that Al, I was totally new. And I was just like, whatever you want me to do, I will do. I was like, you tell me to jump, I say, how high? I was not an actor that was going to be, you know, saying my character would do this or my character would do this. And I was like, you guys are the bosses. You guys know how this medium works. I'm just, you know, here to learn. But I'll never forget when we did the scene at the park bench where Judy Adrian was crying and I, you know, give her the handkerchief and stuff. And Al was like, okay, Wally, when you see Adrian, she's it. This is the one for you. You're hit. Like a ton of bricks, you're in love with her. You said, this is it, this is the one. I went, okay. So if you really look at some of those early scenes, for 4 years I played, I love you, there's nothing you can do wrong, I love you, and we're going to get through it no matter what. Because every time I did something wrong, I was always like, I'm so sorry, I broke your heart, I'm so sorry I tried to kill Emilio, and the barn came down on me and said,
yeah,
I'm you know, all the terrible things that, you know, happened, that befell Justin, I never stopped loving her. That was the deal. You love her. And, boy, I sure showed it. I was the most demonstrative. How many songs did I sing to her? And fireworks and bought out restaurants and sang, wrote songs that she had written the poetry to. And, I was very, very demonstrative.
And speaking of those, actually the first few months, actually one of the sweetest episodes was when you made that paper boat, right, and had it float over to her. Remember that?
Yeah.
Were you actually folding that? Were you actually making that as the scene was being taped, or was that something that they gave you and you propped over?
Remember, I think I tried to fold it, but the props department had one that was already made. So I used one of theirs, and if you remember, do you remember I put the wedding ring in it, and
the second time around you did, yeah.
we had to blow it across the little water. And was I playing, did I have my ukulele, did I play Blue Moon or something during that time?
You actually sang In Paradise right before that one.
Oh, my goodness. You remember. That's funny.
Yeah.
I sang a lot on that show, didn't I? I forget. I mean, I see some of these songs that are on Twitter and Instagram that that Michelle posts at my fan site. And it's always – I'm always scared. I'm always afraid to watch them because I always think, oh, I probably sound like crap. And I don't want to, like – it's just like I never see – I try not to watch any stage shows of – I always feel like I'm – it's just not the same as doing it live. But having said that, when I do watch it, I always am surprised that it does sound not too bad, especially because I know I sang live, and it was not, you know, I didn't lip sync. I sang it live in the studio. So it's pretty good for one or two takes.
And that's actually a song you actually wrote, so I'm surprised you didn't even sing it more than you only sang it one time through that 10-year time that you were on for.
Did I only sing it one time?
Yeah, the one that you sang, the one that you wrote, yeah, you sang once. The other ones you had repeated, In Wings was repeated.
Oh, wow, that's funny. Yeah.
But that was your song,
why.
Right? You didn't sell it to them, right?
You
so
know
that
what?
Was your song.
Well, I it was like one of the very first songs I ever wrote in my life, yeah. So
right.
it didn't stack up. Well, then they had the writers, the two songwriters who wrote Friends and Lovers that Gloria Loring sang that was on the radio.
Right. Yep.
They wrote a song for me to sing.
Only in my heart.
I love.
Only in my heart.
Only in my heart.
Yeah.
Only in my heart.
Right.
And I learned that. I did learn that on the piano. I remember it was an E flat. And I used to play that around the country when I'd do like appearances. That was like my last song that I played.
Right.
Thank you for remembering In Paradise. That was very kind of you.
Oh, my goodness. That's like one of my favorite songs. It's so beautiful, really. Beautifully sung, beautifully written.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
I still can't believe I'm talking to you. Like, I'm so starstruck right now. Like, this is crazy.
That's the nicest thing I've heard all day long. That's very good. Very nice. I love it.
And one more question, and this is like on a personal level, just a little bit different from your show. When your kids were little, how did they react when they saw you on TV versus how do they react now? Like in your family, how does that change or how is that?
It wasn't really hard to describe. I mean, they weren't, it wasn't like, we didn't really, the girls, they were all different ages. And, it was not like something that we watched together. So they knew I was on TV. Like, for instance, just this year, when I put together my Emmy reels, or last year, I guess, I sent them both to my daughters to check out and see what they thought. And they were like very sweet. They're like, thanks, Dad, for sending that. That's so good. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're so good. But they don't watch they don't watch me. So it was kind of nice to hear them like, wow, that was really good. You're a good actor, Dad. And so that's really, that's kind of how they sort of view me. They think it's, they don't, like I said, they don't watch the shows. So they don't, it's kind of like, Dad, that's Dad and his job. And, they're more aware of the fact that if I'm walking around with them and sometimes they get recognized, then they have to put up with that. And when I say put up with them, but it's just like, oh, Dad, I forgot. Yeah, Dad's on a TV show, and people know who he is. And then that's sort of what – that's how that goes. But, no, that's cool. And they don't – like I said, we don't really have a habit of watching it together, so we don't have that experience.
That's awesome.
Okay,
I'll be watching the show if I have it on DVR, and if it's a scene and I'm on and my son walks by, I go, stop, Brogan, look, who's on TV? And he'll stop, look at it, go, it's Dad. And then he walks away. That's about it.
Like it's nothing.
Oh,
right.
My God, that's so cute.
That's crazy.
But he has autism, so it's not like he's going to sit down and go. And I go, he knows when I drop him off, I'm reading a script or something. Dad's, studying his lines, General Hospital,
right. And that's the other thing, too. I really like that. Yeah. That's my youngest son has autism, too. So I totally understand. And I really appreciate the storyline, too, right now in General Hospital. It's really – it's got a connection. So I appreciate that, too.
What's your name?
Maria.
Maria. Thank you, Maria. Thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Maria.
You truly are just incredible. Thank you.
Anytime. And have a great night.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so.
Bye.
Okay, so. 902, you. One question for Lori. 902, you on there?
902?
Okay.
Hello?
I guess they want to be silent.
Hello? Ask a question.
Okay,
hello?
Well, okay. Bobby, here's Bobby. Bobby, one question. Bobby.
Hey, Wally.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. First off, I wanted to say I've seen some letter that you should be getting in a couple weeks that just like Leo, I have autism, too. It's something I didn't tell you in Myrtle Beach the last time before the pandemic. I would like to say, had that event been held a week after, I would not have been going. So I'm lucky that I got a chance to see you all down there.
I was just in Nashville last week and I was talking to somebody. I had forgotten, Bobby, that we, the Myrtle Beach personal appearance happened just like, a week or two before the pandemic, before the quarantine, right? It was like the beginning of March.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. But like I said, like Leo and the actor that plays him, I have autism too. But I've been able to just do well as a normal, as if it was normal. But
yeah.
In the 35 years you've been acting, which do you enjoy most? Do you enjoy more playing Justin or more playing Ned?
Well, I always tell people that I'm one of the few actors, maybe the only actor in daytime that never complains, because when you're on two shows, well, first of all, when you're on two shows, you can't complain. But
exactly.
I never complain because when one character is maybe on the back burner and not really, you know, not really in a really hot and, you know, a real busy, thrilling storyline, the other character seems to be kind of going through some stuff. So I always feel like it's either one or the other that I have a storyline. So whatever storyline is hot, that's my favorite character. That's how I do it. So I can't possibly choose which character I like more, Justin and Ned. They both have a strong
point. I noticed when Miley Davidson was playing Kristen, she was also playing Ashley on Y&R, and that was the exact same thing that she'd been asked from a lot of people, who do you see enjoying playing more back in the day. So it was a privilege that you and Eileen had the privilege of being on two soaps at one time years ago.
Yeah.
But one more thing I wanted to say is thank you for the picture you sent me right before the holidays. I enjoyed it.
Oh, you're welcome.
And hopefully, later on this year, there'll be another event in Myrtle Beach. Maybe you can be involved in one of the GH events when it returns back to Raleigh next year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
So,
okay, Bobby.
Maybe I'm thinking. Yeah,
good night.
Huh?
You were great, sweetie. I have to bring Maggie on because if I don't, I'm going to get killed. Hey, Maggie.
All right, thanks, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hi, Wally.
Bye, Bobby.
Hi, Wally. How you doing?
Good. Who's it?
This is Maggie. One of your devoted fans for years. The girl is love with Sunny, but looks up me anyway. Your memory is fine because I watched every show and I never seen you in a lot of stars.
I don't think I know my mother, Jane Tracy's been there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but I am pretty sure I've never been in the hottest star, and but that's okay. You know.
No, I don't ever remember seeing you on this. Yeah.
In fact, what is the hottest star? Is that a casino? Is the hottest star a casino?
It used to be I think it was it originally?
Yeah.
When Luke was running it. Yeah, because they had the boats that, some of the boats that we go gambling.
Right. That's right. I thought it was.
Yeah.
But it definitely when I left the show in 2004, 2005, and I didn't return until basically 2015, that's when the Haunted Star was a big set, and I wasn't around during all those.
Yeah.
All
that's
terrible.
Yeah. They put you on the wall. They have to find a time to put you on there. You went, maybe Brooklyn can get on there and sing. You'll have a family party with us, you know. But I'm thinking for the Nurses Ball, the song you sang, one of your songs, would be wonderful to rehear. The afternoon song. Maria just mentioned.
What's the name of the song?
Something in the afternoon. Maria just mentioned the name of the song. And
In Paradise?
Mm-hmm, in Paradise,
oh,
I'm sorry.
Only in My Heart.
They are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Every time we hear you, you get chills because your voice is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you.
Oh, that is fabulous. I know you got to go, but thank you very much for being on.
You got to go.
You know what I'm going to do?
Thing.
I'm going to, I've been trying to do this, and I've actually sung a couple songs, but I'm going to try and this year and the next month, I'm going to start posting songs of me singing at home that I usually, hang out and sing by myself, and I've got some new ones that people haven't heard, so I'm going to post them, and you guys have inspired me since you've been so complimentary about my voice.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided I'll get them out there.
That would be delightful. I can't wait. Perfect.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Maggie and I both want to know really quick, how is the working with Cameron Matheson, Drew? Because I was very proud of you for not worrying about the ELQ thing. You know, you were worried, but Olivia said it was okay for you to be worried. So I thought that was great. So how is it working with him?
Oh, Cameron's wonderful. Yeah, it's great to have him in the cast. I didn't really know. I only met him once. Remember that show that I did on Soapnet called One Day With?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course I did.
Yeah.
And I did a One Day with Cameron in New York. And so that's how I met him. He's a great guy, and I think the show is really lucky to have him. I think the show is also really lucky to have Charlie Shaughnessy, who's playing Victor. Charlie's an old friend from Days of Our Lives, and I think he's terrific. I think he's been great for the show.
You know, first they had Tango, and then they brought in him, and it's crazy, but okay, we know you have to go, but just remember June 9th around that. It was Bobby's and my birthday show, so this I will remind you in May.
In May for your birthday?
June.
You know, the birthday show you usually call in, unless you're out of town, remember? My birthday and Bobby's.
Okay. I'll try to call in on your birthday in May. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And Bobby's is the day before the mine. So yeah.
Okay.
Have a good night.
All right, you two. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for watching. I really do appreciate it. And I'll start singing more songs and post them online.
Thank you. Have a great
night.
Right.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, people. Let's see. I'm going to bring on Bobby really quick.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Maggie.
So,
yeah, wow.
All did perfect today. I mean, so what I was going to say was, okay, so we are going to be getting a lot more guests on, and so that's what we are going to try and do, right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
So, before we go, remember tonight is the State of the Union, right, Maggie?
It's on right now.
Yes.
You can catch it on repeat, though.
So, yes. Today is your husband's birthday, Maggie.
Well, my snap the husband. Pretend love him. Well, the love of my life.
We wish.
Yeah.
No, it's his birthday. I thought you were mentioning it.
I didn't think it was right to mention it. That's why I teased about Wally. Because we asked Wally to help us get him on the show. So that's why I said that, he is the love guy. Of all the actors, he's the love, definitely.
Exactly. And, okay, you guys, so we probably won't have a Friday show. I'm easing my way back. And I might have to, go on another hiatus. We don't know yet for how long. I hope not too long, but I don't want to have all these health problems for the rest of my life. This, honestly,
sounds like a plan.
Been crazy year for me, and it's really hard it's really hard when you've been dealing with something, and it will be a year March 29 that all these problems happen. By me?
It will happen.
Yeah. I love it. But sometimes, when you just don't have when you have nothing to give. Then, you're so tired. So, okay, you guys, have a great day. Have a great night. Go watch the State of the Union.
Okay.
Good
night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, bye, guys.
Night.
Night.